And now, part two of...
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
With these chords ringing in his ears, Major Barbara walked back to his tent.
I wonder how that American fellow got on.
Yeah, what a coincidence you should say that. At this very moment, I've just been parachuted into the jungle just 80 miles away.
Oh, good. Well, don't worry, I won't tell a soul.
Lieutenant Cody, stop talking to that man 80 miles away.
Oh, it's okay, sir. He's one of ours, and I mean that most sincerely.
Good. Now then, according to British intelligence, April the 1st is still 3 days away.
I just don't know how you fellows got the information.
We captured a Japanese calendar. Alive. Under pressure, it spoke. If you look at this map of this calendar, you'll see that we're here on May the 28th. Uh-huh. Means we're 3 days march from April the 1st. Uh-huh. Now, transport. Ubaidang?
Greetings, Tuan.
This is Ubaidang, village headsman. He has arranged for 10 Burmese girls to help us carry supplies. We will carry the heavier stuff like the piano.
What in hell do you want with a piano in the jungle?
Lieutenant Cody, when you've been in the army as long as I have, you'll realize the value of the piano in jungle warfare. It can be pretty deadly.
Tuan, the women are all ready to go.
Good. Lieutenant Burke Pounding, over here.
Yes, sir?
Now you take the front and I'll take the back. Won't be long before we spill a little Jap blood, eh?
Major, you've got ice in your veins.
I know, and it's damn cold in here. Forward!
As you order, come on then, Chuck.
The raiding party set off, hacking their way through a wall of impenetrable jungle that ran each side of the arterial road.
For 2 days, we continued through dense jungle. Finally, on the third day, we reached a dense plain. We made camp for the night.
We camp here till dawn. Put tents for the women and a 3-story mansion for me.
We're a little short of water, sir.
Lieutenant Burke Pounding?
Yes, sir?
How long can a human being go without water?
Well, sir, Mark Antony has been without water for 2,000 years, sir.
He's dead.
Sir, it finally killed him.
Here, swallow this little black capsule. Ubaidang?
Tuan.
Where are the Burmese girls?
They are bathing in the river, sir.
And where's the brigadier?
He is minding their clothes with a very large pair of binoculars.
This swine, it was my turn for that. I'll see him. What in blazes is that?
Sir, a Japanese patrol will spot you the women, sir.
What? You must get there before the Daily Mirror photographer. Or if you're American, the Washington Catholic Bugle. Hurry!
Oh, thank heaven you got here.
What about the Burmese girls?
You're too late. They've dressed.
Did the Japs see you with women?
Yes.
We've got to stop them before they get to the editor of Confidential. Follow me.
Yes, sir.
We followed the 6-man Jap patrol and finally cornered them inside their own uniforms.
They're behind that tree. Give them a burst. Can't you fire that gun quieter? They'll hear us killing them.
I'm sorry, sir. The volume control is stuck.
Then we'll have to use knives. There's just one Jap left. Lieutenant Burke Pounding?
Oh, I've never used a knife before.
You lie. I saw you eating peas off them at lunch.
I'll try, sir.
But when it came to the test, Lieutenant Burke Pounding turned chicken.
I couldn't bring myself to kill with a knife. Thank heaven Major Hawkins was there.
Yes, I sliced through the Jap's braces and he died of indecent exposure.
Thank you, sir. You saved my life.
We all make mistakes. But remember, next time I might not be there.
Oh. Where will you be, sir?
I will be in the corner of some foreign suit that is forever England.
Come along, let's get back, lads. The women might still be bathing.
I'll hold your clothes, sir.
The bridge had been finally and irrevocably completed. To celebrate, the men had organized a concert. It was a strange sight. Above us, the great yellow Burmese moon. Around us, the jungle. Beneath us, the earth.
Attention, please. Men, as you all know, the bridge is complete.
Ooh.
And here is the man who made it all possible. I give you Major Barbara.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Major. Now, tomorrow, the first train will be passing over our bridge. The bridge that you built. Built with your own hands and a certain amount of wood. I've always said, as you know, that the blagan of the British soldier have finagled the most thick-headed gneels, and when Stanley Baldwin was on the throne, it was the scrim of Neil, Thurk Drinch and the Thurk and I. Therefore, you will all face Buckingham Palace and sing the national anthem.
Deutschland,
as they sang, we, the raiding party a mile away, heard the singing. English soldiers singing.
Hey, that's the German national anthem.
You're wrong. When will you Americans learn? It's the English anthem disguised as the German anthem. If the Japs heard ours, they'd capture it and play it behind bars. Now then, you buy dung?
Only for the garden, sir.
You buy. Have you got the gen on the Jap sentries?
Yes, sir. We have observed the sentries on the bridge. They cross every 10 minutes and uncross 10 minutes later.
The double-crossing swines. We haven't much time. Lieutenant Cody, you and Mr. Burke Pudding.
Pounding, sir.
Granted. Along with you by Dung, we'll place the explosives on the raft. Swim downstream and attach explosives to the supports. Any questions?
Yes, sir. Brigadier Stocking Rope, sir.
Yes.
A request, sir. If anything happens to me, I want you to give this to my wife, sir.
A checkbook.
She always wanted it.
Don't worry, lad. I will get it to her, even if I have to cash every check myself.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's go.
So me and the White Tuans entered the river with the raft. By folding our arms, we swam in silence. The current went downstream. To be sociable, we went along with it.
As Big Ben struck one, three times, we reached the bridge and set about the task. A task with a capital T and a pretty good lunch, too.
Hey, don't talk so loud. The Japs will hear us.
It's all right. They don't understand English.
Oh, in that case, we'd better whisper in Japanese.
Shh. The sentries are coming.
Anyway, I wonder what was wrong with him.
I gave him one of them black capsules.
Field Marshal Eccles, what are you doing in this river?
I'm not doing anything in it.
Thank heaven it's still fit to drink. Now you're here, Eccles. You can play a vital part in all this.
Yeah.
Now try and get your left leg up your back.
Yeah.
And take this lead weight and place it behind your right ear.
Fine.
And even so.
Through the night, the saboteurs worked on the bridge. A stone's throw away on the opposite bank, Major Hawkins waited, his face heavy with concern.
Is this what English call uncompromising position?
Uncomfortable, I would say. After all, if we were caught now, what would people say? Me halfway up a mango tree, dressed as Mephistopheles, and you down there bottling fruit in a plastic kilt? It would never do.
Tuan, let us dance.
What a strange sight we made. Me and her, tangoing through the steaming jungle. The silence only broken by the crackling of knees.
I only had eyes for him, and he only had eyes for me.
We fell over a cliff. Listen, I thought I heard a knock on the jungle door. There, come in, but keep your eyes above waist level.
Hey, Major, we've done it. And so are you, by the look of it.
Tell me all, Lieutenant.
The charges are fixed at the base of the bridge. Behind a rock on the far bank, Field Marshal Eccles is waiting to press the plunger.
Splendid. Stand by with the stack of Purple Hearts.
Oh, look, Tuan. The sun is rising.
I see. That's worth knowing. Hand me my binoculars. Hello. I can see Major Barbara and his adjutant walking onto the bridge.
Well, sir, in 10 minutes, the first train will be going over.
40 years a soldier, and this bridge is the first really important thing I've ever done. That's war, I suppose.
War! Well, good morning, gentlemen. You are both up very early this morning.
Yes, General. There's an old English proverb. The early bird catches the worm.
What it mean?
It mean, General, that we had worms for breakfast.
Listen! Oh, joy! Listen! It our first Japanese puff-puff coming for cross a bridge. Must go and change into honorable station master kit. Oh, boy!
Yes. Strange people, these Japs, I must say.
Sir, look, yeah. Look, yeah. Down there, just above water level. A cable.
Yes, I wonder who it's from.
More to the point is who it's for. Let's go down and have a look.
Okay.
From our side of the river, we watched him.
He spotted the cable.
He's got eyes like a hawk.
Yeah, and legs like a kangaroo. I wonder what he's going to do.
Join a freak, sir.
If he follows that cable, he's going to discover Eccles.
Then the game would be up. We've got to stop him.
It would mean certain death.
We'll draw for it. Lieutenant Burke Pounding.
Sir?
Write your name on 4 slips of paper and put them in a hat.
Sir? There you are, sir. Top and 3 copies.
You. You draw first. Well, what's the name?
Mrs. Charlotte Groynes, 39 Strain Buildings.
We can't send her. She might make a muck of it. No, I'll go. If I could succeed, it would shorten the war by 3 foot 6 inches.
Major, I admire your guts.
Are they showing?
Hey, I'll come with you.
Right. Lieutenant Burke Pounding, get on to the friendly insurance and see if you can get a temporary cover note for us.
Sir?
Yes, I was right. There we are. It goes from behind that rock, 3 o'clock from that tree.
Yes. 3 o'clock rock. Sir, there's something behind it.
Hello, sir.
What are you doing here, Field Marshal? Why have you left your post?
It had woodworm in it. I better stand by the plunger now.
Plunger? What plunger?
Behind that rock. When the Jap train goes over, boom!
Boom?
Yeah.
You mustn't press it, Field Marshal Eccles.
I got to.
Look, if you blow up that bridge, the train carrying ammunition and 1,000 Jap troops will explode. Somebody might get hurt.
Whose side you on?
A small vegetable shop in Leeds. Now listen, you can't press that plunger.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
And that's how it all ended. Major Barbara shot by Lieutenant Cody. Lieutenant Cody shot by the Japs. The Japs shot by Major Hawkins. And Major Hawkins killed by a falling train. The falling train shot by Major Barbara. Major Barbara shot by Lieutenant Cody.
And to make matters worse, it was half-day early closing.